We spent the first two Sunday nights of this month, of this year, reviewing and teaching and trying to learn the book of Joshua. And next Sunday, we're going to start the book of Judges, but we wanted to take a break. We covered 24 chapters in two nights, so we wanted to take a break tonight, review what we have talked about in the book of Joshua, but also to go back and to see what you remember from the books of Moses. And we'll see how far we can get in this review. But we first want to talk about Joshua because hopefully that's what is freshest on our minds. So I need somebody who is under the age of 10 to tell me who was chosen by God to replace Moses. Chad? Yes. Not you. Somebody under 10, tell me who was chosen to replace Moses. Do we have anybody under 10? Do I have anybody under the age of 10 in the room? Who was chosen to replace Moses? Who was chosen to replace Moses?
Joshua.
Joshua. Okay. That's my shy daughter. Okay. Wow. That's hard to believe. We have one. How old are you? You're 8, 9?
10.
You're not 10. When did he turn 10?
5 minutes ago.
December what? What was your birthday?
December 6th.
December 6th? No kidding. That was my sister's birthday. That's Kara Blackmer's birthday. All right. Number of men that Joshua sent to spy out the land. Okay, since we're over here. Number of men that Joshua sent to spy out the land. Number of men that Joshua sent to spy out the land. What do you got?
Two.
You're awesome. How many men did Moses send to spy out the land? How many men did Moses send to spy out the land? I'm hearing 12 and I'm hearing 10.
13.
I don't know.
Oh, now you're way off.
40.
7. 40. 40 or 7. Close. Moses sent 12. How many of the 12 that were sent out were faithful spies?
Two.
So how many did Joshua send out then?
Two.
Good idea, right? Don't send 12. You're going to end up with 10 bad, rotten ones. So let's just start with the two that we had. All right, Jackie, who hid the spies? You don't know? Gary, who hid the spies?
In the Bible.
It's a good point. That's a good point.
There have been spies.
There have been spies. No, this is not 007 or anything. This is in the book of Joshua. Bill?
Israelites.
The Israelites.
Rahab.
Okay. You learn lessons slow in life. One of the lessons you learn as a teacher is don't call on an Ingram. Or, it'll throw the whole deal off. It's been a while since Bill raised his hand in one of my classes, so I felt we needed to go to him. All right, what was the sign that was used to spare Rahab's family, Mr. Brown? What was the sign that was used to spare Rahab's family? Oh, tell him. What was the sign that was used to spare Rahab's family?
The scarlet robe.
The scarlet robe?
Rope.
Oh, rope.
With a
rope.
P.
With a P. I didn't hear the P. I heard a B. The scarlet rope. What was the deal with the rope?
When it was let down. Then.
When it was let down? When it was let down, then.
It let down the spies. Yeah.
She let the spies down?
Yeah, and then. If it was.
Would this help? Would this help? I like your laugh. I want everybody to be able to hear your laugh.
It's okay.
Oh, it's okay. Where in the Bible do you read about Rahab and the spies? Book of Joshua. I'll give you that much. What chapter? What chapter in the book of Joshua do you hear read about Rahab and the spies? Anybody?
Six through 10.
Two. Joshua chapter 2 is where you read about Rahab and the spies.
The two spies?
The two spies. Not the 007 spies, or the 12 that went in before. What was the memorial that Israel used? Memorial of crossing the Jordan River. Anybody? What did they choose out of the Jordan River to use as a memorial?
12 stones.
Why did they... You said that one? Why did they choose 12? Why not 13, Grant? Are you the one who said 13? Because of the tribes. How many tribes were there? When did manna cease? When did God stop giving them manna? When they got into the promised land. When Israel got into the promised land, God no longer was supplying. How long was he supplying manna?
For a really long time. And he was supplying
a really long time.
40 years. And then it stopped. Who instructed Joshua to take off of his to take his sandals off?
The man of God.
What did you say, Kristen? Or was that Rachel? Huh? You saw, how did you see the card? When I was talking to Chad, you looked at the cards. That's clever. That's clever. Where are the Fullers? Where's the proud mom and dad this evening? Yes. Yes, proud mom and pop. While I'm talking to Chad, she's looking at the answers. Who was it? Who was it that told, was it a burning bush that told him to do it? Commander of the army of the Lord. Are you sure? You're positive? Maybe that was the answer to a different question.
No, because I saw it when you changed.
What was the number of times, Chad, you might know this one. What was the number of times they marched around the city of Jericho? Too late? What was the number of times they marched around the city of Jericho? Total. 13 times total. How many times they march around it on day 7?
Seven.
How many times on day one?
One.
Two.
One.
Three.
One.
Four.
One.
Five.
One.
Six.
One.
Add it all up. How many times they marched around the city? 13 times. Why did that make the wall fall down? Did they loosen up the ground a little bit? Why did that make the walls fall down? Because God said it would happen if they did it. When you read in Hebrews chapter 11, what does it say? By faith, Hebrews 11, what is it, verse 30, 31? By faith, the walls of Jericho fell. Why? Because of their faith. Because of their obedience. Because, as Rachel says, they did what God says. Where do we read about that? What chapter in the book of Joshua do you read about the walls of Jericho falling down? Sixth chapter. Very good, Novell. That's where we read about it. What was the only Jews that the battle, that the, what was the only battle that the Jews lost?
Ai.
It's the only battle that they lost. Why did they lose it?
It's actually capital Ai.
It's actually capital Ai. They lost it because of one man's sin. Achan's sin. What did Achan do? He took from the forbidden things. And what did he do with them, Chad? Buried them under his tent. So one man's sin caused a whole nation to lose a battle. When they got in the promised land, Joshua gathered the people of Israel on Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim, and he read something to them. Was it the sports report that told them how lousy the Cowboys played today? What did he read to them? He read to them all the words of the law. Was that select readings? Was that his favorite passages? He gathered the people together and he read to them all the words of the law. What was it that enabled Joshua and Israel to be able to win at Gibeon? Remember what Joshua said? Remember what Joshua? The day was going to, and you want this sometimes, right? The day was passing too quickly and they needed extra time. The sun stood still. You think that would have made an impression on you?
Yeah.
The sun stood still. Is that good news if you're a farmer?
Yeah.
Maybe. Is light good? Is too much light good? What do you think people were thinking about the fact that the sun stood still? How long did it stand still?
About a
couple
day.
Days?
About a day.
About a whole day. You saw the card.
Again.
I'm impressed. That's two that you saw. You used your eye. Well, I hope you used your eyes, Kristen, to see the card. I don't expect you to be able to read Braille, but it stood still for an entire day. What was the territory that was captured by Joshua? How much of the promised land? All of the promised land. If you had to come up with a verse that indicated, where in the Bible does the Bible tell us that God gave to Israel all of the land that he promised? There's a verse, I'll give you a hint, it's in the book of Joshua, that says that God gave to Israel all of the land he promised to give them. Joshua chapter 21 and verse 43. You need to know where that verse is. You need to be able to show people that what God promised to Abraham, the very land God promised to Abraham, he gave to him. And not just most of it, not just some of it. He gave them all of it. I'm going to skip some of the rest of these because I want it. Oh, does that bother you, Chad? What was the key phrase in Joshua's farewell speech? Serve the Lord. Used 9 times in 13 verses. All right, here's what I want to do. Oops. I don't want Miss Fuller to see the answers, so I'll try to hide them. Way of review. What was the sin of Sodom? Homosexuality was the sin of Sodom. I probably should have asked this first. What were the cities that were destroyed by fire and brimstone? Sodom and Gomorrah. Were there any other cities that were destroyed? At least two others. At least two other cities destroyed by the fire and brimstone. Here's the question for those two questions. Where is that in the Bible? Where do we read, if you had to go to the Bible, to find Sodom and Gomorrah? Hey, Clayton, if you had to go to the Bible to find the story about Sodom and Gomorrah, what book would you go to? Genesis. All right, Clayton has given you the book. You've got Genesis. What chapters are you going to... You have 50 to choose from. What chapters are you going to go to read about Sodom and Gomorrah? Genesis 18 and 19. You read about Sodom and Gomorrah. Is that good for you to know where that's found? Sure it is. All right, let's answer these. How did they miraculously cross the Red Sea? What happened? Waters parted. They crossed on dry ground, right? What was the place that the Israelites put blood of the Passover lamb? Where did they put the blood? Doorposts and the lintel. The blood of what? Of a lamb. What kind of lamb?
Passover lamb.
Good, a Passover lamb. What was unique about that lamb? Without spot, without blemish. Boy or girl?
Boy.
Old or young?
Young.
Young in its first year. Place that was protected from the plagues. Goshen. Why was Goshen protected? That's where God's people were. Does God protect his people? Even from the plagues, God protected his people. How many plagues were there against the Egyptians? 10 plagues. 10 plagues against the Egyptians. Who was Moses' spokesperson when he went before Pharaoh? Aaron was his prophet. So the question is, with all of these questions, where do we read about this? What book in the Bible? Clayton, what book in the Bible do we read about all of those things that we just talked about? Crossing the Red Sea, the plagues. Just give me a book. You go with Exodus. All right, Clayton's giving us the book. Clayton's a smart guy. I just want him to stop at the book. I don't want, you know, him to blow it, the rest of it for everybody. Chapters. Where in the book of Exodus do we read about the crossing of the Red Sea and the plagues? Exodus. You only have 4 choices, so it's narrowed down. 7 through 15. You read about Aaron in chapter 7. You read about the Exodus and the Passover in chapters 12 and 13. You read about the crossing of the Red Sea in chapter 14. All right, let's jump to something else here. What was written with the finger of God? 10 commandments. They were written on 2 tablets, On what side of the tablets were the Ten Commandments written? Just on the front side?
Yeah.
Both sides. God had the duplex action going on. Right? He could do both sides of the paper. God wrote on both sides with his finger, wrote the Ten Commandments. Where were they kept? In the Ark of the Covenant. Where were they kept before that? Where were they kept before the... What did they get first? The Ten Commandments or the Ark of the Covenant? So where were they kept before the Ark of the Covenant? Go figure that one out. If you figure it out, good for you. I don't think there is an answer. What was the number of those commandments that were written? 10. What was the description of Mount Sinai when the law was given? You remember all this? Say again. Thundery and smoky. All right. Dark. Fire. Huh? Scary. That's not one of the words, but yes. Earthquakes. Yes. Deadly, although that word's not there. Deadly, because if you touched it, you die. Thunder, lightning, cloud, trumpet, fire, smoke, earthquake, and the voice of God. Where do we read about all of that? Where do we read about Israel being at Mount Sinai, the Ten Commandments being given? What book? Hey, Clayton, what book? Exodus. Very good. Rachel, what chapter? 16 through 20. Very good. All right, y'all know where stuff is in the Bible. All right, we're going to throw Clayton a curveball here. See if Clayton knows this stuff or not. Okay. Mix these up. Who were the two faithful spies? Joshua and Caleb, two faithful spies. What was the report of the unfaithful spies? When they came back from the promised land, what did the unfaithful guys say? There's giants there, and we look like grasshoppers in their sight. What was the description, though? They all said it, faithful and unfaithful. It was a land that flowed with... And there was big grapes. That's in there somewhere, right? It's a land that flows with milk and honey and big grapes. What was the number of men that Moses sent out, spied out the land? We already did that one. Sent out 12, one from each tribe. What was the punishment for believing the unfaithful spies? 40 years in the wilderness. Why 40 years? Just because it had to be 40? It was either going to be 7 or 40, right, Grant? So God went with the higher number. Say what?
Each year stood for each day the spies were out spying the land.
This guy's smart. He knows his stuff. So if they had only gone out for one day, then it would have been 1 year? What happened to the complainers the question is there. The complainers that were swallowed by the earth, that's what happened to them. Who were they? Who were the complainers that were swallowed by the earth? Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. I don't see any of their grandfathers here tonight. I'm not sure why they picked Riley for Studer. Why didn't they pick Korah or Dathan or Abiram for the name? Do you know anybody named Abiram? How unique is that? I mean, that'd be a great name. There's Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Where do we read about this? Where do we read about the rebellion when they were sent into the wilderness? When they came to the promised land and they said, nope, we're not taking it, and they rebelled against God. Clayton, what book do we read that in?
Exodus. Numbers.
Yeah, Numbers.
Chapter 1.
You were doing good with numbers, bud. I just want the book from you, okay? Just give me the book and you'll be good. All right, so we got Numbers. You've got the book. Numbers 13 through 16. Where is that? Numbers 13 through 16. 13 and 14 is especially their time there going into the promised land. Let's do these. What was the punishment if you were a false prophet?
They'd kill you.
you'd die. James 3:1 tells us to be careful what we speak, right? Because we'll have a greater judgment. In the Old Testament, if you were a false prophet, you died. What is our responsibility when we have the Word of God near to us?
Read it.
Read it and do it. What was the Jewish punishment for not saving yourself for marriage? If you had sex before you were married as a Jew, what happened to you? You were put to death. What does that tell you about what God expects? What was the number of witnesses that were needed in Jewish times to settle disputed matters? How many witnesses did you have? How about I just tell you the answer? How many witnesses did you have to have? Two or three witnesses to settle a matter. What did the king, what was he supposed to do with the Bible?
Read it.
That'd be a good thing to do, right? What else? Copy it. Every day he was supposed to do that. Where am I? I lost. What was the reason that the marriage to the pagans was forbidden? Why were they not supposed to marry pagans? They would turn them away from following after God. We already pointed this one out, but I wanted to get it. Before the book of Joshua, Moses told them to go and to stand on two mountains. One mountain of blessing, the other mountain of cursing. What were the names of those mountains? Mount Ebal, Mount Gerizim. Where do we read all of these things? All of these various laws. Various laws about marriage, about false prophets, about witnesses. Where these specifically, where do we read these? What book? Hey, Clayton. What do you think? You want to take a stab? What book do we read all of these things in? Ah, Clayton got a little bit of help. We read all of these things. Huh? We read all of these things in the latter part of the book of Deuteronomy. Before Moses died, that's what he left for the people. All right, a couple more, and then we're done. Okay, what was the amount that the Jews gave to build the tabernacle? More than enough. Much more than enough. What was the idol that they built at Mount Sinai? The golden calf. What were they told about that golden calf? Who was he? Who was he? Allah? No. That's interesting, but no. This is the God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Isn't that sad? Words that were on the high priest's turban. Holiness to the Lord. What was the priestly tribe?
Levites.
Who? What were the two rooms in the tabernacle? What were they, Chad?
The awesome place.
Two.
Awesome place. No, the awesome place and the most awesome.
The awesome place. Oh, you've changed it. It's the awesome place and the most awesomest place.
That's how it was before.
Oh, I didn't know it was the awesome double comparative there. It was the most awesomest place. What's the definition of a tabernacle? When you read about tabernacle, what was it?
Holy
a tent. A holy tent. What did they do in that holy tent? They did holy things. Of course, that's what they did. Clayton, what book do you read these in? What book do you read about the building of the tabernacle in? No, well, yeah, don't let this fool you into thinking we're going to cover every book. You're going to go with what? Exodus is very good. Exodus is very good. The end of the book of Exodus. Now, tell me four things that happened at Mount Sinai. Four things happened in Mount Sinai. They got the law. That's the one we know. Moses came down from the mountain with the Ten Commandments. What else happened in Mount Sinai? Built the golden calf. What else happened in Mount Sinai? The tabernacle. They got the instructions and built the tabernacle. What else happened there? One more thing. We already got Ten Commandments. Moses got Ten Commandments. We got... what was the second one we got? Golden calf, tabernacle. Number four?
Numbering
the people. So, no, numbering the people the first time. Numbering the people. Four things happened to Mount Sinai. We think Ten Commandments, and that's... How long were they at Mount Sinai?
A year.
About a year. All right, one more. That fooled you. Two more. Okay, what was the sin of Nadab and Abihu? Disobeyed God, offered strange fire. What's our answer on here? Offering unauthorized fire. Why was it unauthorized? Not the fire that God told them to use. Oh, this is great order. I should have asked this first. Who were Aaron's sons who were killed by God? Y'all are paying attention, right? Where do we read about Nadab and Abihu and their unauthorized worship? Hey, Clayton. What book do we read about Nadab and Abihu and their unauthorized worship?
I want to take a stab at it. I want to say Leviticus.
Leviticus, you got it. What chapter? What chapter? Dirk, put you on the spot. Babo, Darren, what chapter? Pat, Sue, Judy, Chuck, two high fives. Leviticus chapter 10. First three verses, you read about Nadab and Abihu. Okay, one more. One more because we got to get this one in. Okay, let me see. Okay. Harrison. Who built the ark? Because you can read this, right? Who built the ark?
Noah.
Okay, we got that one down. What was the sign of God's promise to Noah?
Rainbow.
Who was Noah's three sons? Shem, Ham, and Japheth. What was the size of the ark that Noah built?
50 cubits.
I'm hearing a lot of numbers, but... No. What? Do I want that in volume? What a smart aleck. How big? Mickey.
Ginormous.
Anybody got a concordance? Ginormous. How long? How long?
300 by 50 by 30 cubits.
300 cubits by 50 cubits by 30 cubits. How many stories? Three stories. How many windows?
One.
How many doors?
One.
How many people?
Eight.
Ah, yeah, more than one. Where do we read about Noah and the flood? Hey, Clayton. What book do we read about Noah and the flood?
Genesis.
All right. Got that far. What chapter?
That one.
That one?
That one?
The first one. Genesis 6 through 9, we read about Noah and the flood. Do you all have your field manuals?
No.
Not here with you tonight. But do you have field manuals? Do you have these cards? Are you reviewing these? Have you gone online and taken the quizzes? Have you taken the quizzes from the Bible study corner in the back? The scripture reading tonight, you're not allowed to go online. Oh, right. You all aren't allowed to go online. That's true. I thought we were dealing with some other parental issue. But you're right. Junior high and under need to go to an elder. Senior high and up can do it online or in the... I thought maybe you were being punished and couldn't go online to the church website, you know. It's like, no, you can't go there. It's going to have, you know, special meeting with David and Sky and ask them what's up. Okay. The Bible tells us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need to use our field manuals in order that we might utilize them to study the Bible. A lot of facts. We didn't even do, I had memory verses, we didn't get some of the memory verses. But when God says, be ye holy, why? For I, the Lord your God, am holy. If we're going to be like God, then we need to get into His Word and write it upon our hearts.